You know what that is?
Come what on. Is that, dead air? Uh-huh. Come in, Roscoe.
Send up a little demotivational cloud over East Orange.
Come in, Roscoe. Uh-oh. Maybe buffaloed another BMW.
We'll give him 30 seconds and then we'll bomb.
29.
Oh, I got an Easter joke.
Yeah,
so
what is that?
An Easter joke. So, this prostitute is being stoned in Jerusalem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's the Vibe report. He doesn't. Well, I'll tell you the joke afterwards.
Okay. It sounds good so far.
Yeah.
Sounds like I caught you just in time there. Oh, you guys.
Roscoe.
Yo.
Yo.
Reflective classic rock mood there, Ross.
What?
I think that was Open Up and Bleed.
I've been pushed. I've been shoved too long, baby. They even tried to buy my song, but I ain't gonna do that no more. You know.
You know.
You know.
What's going
on? Yo, you guys.
Yeah.
What
hey,
up?
So, Hound, did you tell your listeners about your great idea for your next show?
I forgot it already.
Oh, yeah.
One of those ideas.
Oh, no. We haven't. I have to figure out exactly how I want to do it. We're planning out Ladies' Day on the Hound Show, but I don't know four girls that wouldn't hate each other.
Yeah.
So we have what we're going to do, I think maybe we'll either today or probably next week, what we'll do is we'll open up the phone and we're going to pick out the four who want to be here, who will be here for the
on Ladies Day.
I know that they're out there. It's just when you were playing that song just before the Vibe report, it just made me think, you know, about that whole subject, you know.
Play that, honey. Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Yeah. Yeah. So do we have a Vibe report?
Yeah, what's on your mind, Ross?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things, but, you know, there's sometimes the vibe is so bad it's better to talk about the weather. But then you look at the weather today and then you go back to the vibe.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, like, the passage of time, I think, is getting important. So, like...
Pertaining to
the industry and pertaining to the shows... J&H Productions.
You mean the classic rock tour?
The classic rock, yeah, the classic rock thing. I've been thinking, you know, there were these terrible years in the 70s where, as you look back, the only thing that you could think that possibly you have to show for it, besides some people have worthless college degrees, but you could say, well, I lived through this whole thing of, you know, listening to Boston and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Ross.
Stuff. But now that they revived it with classic rock, it's like it doesn't even matter that you lived through that and that was like a whole thing that you had to endure, you know, and now they just bring it back at you. Like,
the suffering is not over.
Yeah, nightmare. Frightmare.
I don't think it's ever over.
God.
Well, maybe somebody will invent punk rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like Megadeth.
Oh, yeah, I saw them doing Anarchy in the UK on MTV.
It was they stink.
Terrible.
Yeah,
awful.
Pretty wretched.
They stink.
Yeah.
At least they got the guts to wear bell-bottoms, and that's about it.
Do they wear bell-bottoms?
Yeah, they do.
No, that's their ankles are swollen.
What, edema? They got to get one of those contour chairs.
Who was that laughing?
To the tour bus.
That's the Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
Hey, Mad Dog.
The Mad Doggy.
I didn't see a truck on Avenue Way. I didn't realize he was in town.
Oh, they took his truck away, man.
Oh, no.
Mad Dog lost the 18 wheels?
He lost all 18.
Oh, no.
Bummer.
Well, we got a set we'll dedicate to him about coming up, White Folks on Welfare.
There you go.
He'll be coming up at 5.
Well, see you, dudes.
Thank you,
Roscoe.
The state of... The The State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen.